think. You know, it's like it's much smaller groups of people that I would feel comfortable to share with.
Well, let me ask you a question, though. You know, okay. Here I may be, I may be out of line here. Does your pastor ever address the fact that demons attack Christians from the pulpit? Does he ever, ever even mention it?
I've heard him say the word deliverance, but I don't know that I've ever heard him really say demon. And I think he probably believes in demons and deliverance, but I don't think he explains it in a way that makes it clear to the congregation.
I guess the thing of it is Jesus only ministered for 3 years. And if you look at his ministry, one third of it, one full year, was devoted to demonic oppression, deliverance, and getting people free from demons and evil spirits. One full year of his ministry dedicated to that. And I look at that and I say to myself, if that's the case, and then if we have the verse of scripture that says, these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they'll cast out devils. And don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to criticize your pastor, but how do these people get away with getting up in the pulpit and never addressing this issue to their congregation? It just doesn't make any sense to me. But of course, I'm a radio engineer, so I tend to think, you know, I guess I want to say logically, but even, I mean, I look at the aggressiveness of the Mormons going door to door, two by two, the Jehovah's Witnesses going door to door, two by two, to evangelize and to pull people in. I don't see Baptist churches, Pentecostal churches, Churches of Christ, Methodist churches. I don't see any of them people doing that. Now, they may be out there, but I haven't ran across them. And I've yet to hear, I ask everybody I know, has your pastor ever talked about this from the pulpit? And it's a resounding no. So I would say, if I were keeping score, I would say the devil's scoring 10, and, you know, Christ in the churches is scoring 0. Because I think there's so much more to making Christ your Lord than just going forward and, you know, doing a simple confession of sins, and you get up and leave. And I think, you know, it has to be an empowerment from the Holy Spirit. There has to be an empowerment there, and then you have to walk with Jesus as he becomes a part of you. And I don't see this happening, you know, and it troubles me. It really does.
Well, we see a lot of churches, Ted, that are pretty good at getting people born again, and which is the most, let's admit it, it's the most major thing to do, so we are going to heaven, having eternal life in heaven instead of below. But they don't do the rest of the gospel. It's all there in that Bible, and they cut themselves way short of what they could be enjoying, just like what Heather was talking about, dealing with the traumas. How many in the churches deal with the traumas of the people there, or the congregation and all, and of course deliverance, and then the physical healing, and of course even another step, the baptism of the Holy Spirit that Heather talked about, where you speak in tongues. That's the whole reason I'm on the show tonight, because that happened with me on June 17th of 1978. That gave me the boldness and the thrust into the gospel that I never had to move into the rest of the Bible. And it looks to me like here in America anyway, that probably 98%, maybe 99% of the churches are not moving into the rest of the gospel. They're missing, and they're falling way short of what they could be.
I think you're absolutely right, and I don't want to take away Heather's time here, but I just don't believe, and you and I may differ, okay, Pastor Cox, you and I have never discussed this, so we may be treading some dangerous water here, Everett. And that is, I don't believe that if a person goes forward in a church service, and even if they kneel at the offer and say, Lord, forgive me of my sins, okay,
and dangerous water here.
And they, I'm hearing myself. Turn that radio off, Everett. That's confusing.
Say, why don't you get me at my house? Okay. And they,
you're going to get into the delay here, and you're going to start getting feedback.